Hare Krishna. So on the occasion of Bhishma Panchaka, let us contemplate on this sacred day, this sacred fasting period, about the glory of Bhishma Pitamaha and its relevance to our life. Bhishma Pitamaha is one of the great Mahajanas, 12 Mahajanas mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and his life is a life of extraordinary austerity. So he performed the Herculean austerity of living again amidst opulence and still living a life of renunciation. So there is the Karma Marga and there is the Pravritti Marga, there is the Nivritti Marga. Pravritti Marga is generally say Grahastha Ashram. Nivritti Marga is the Sannyasa Ashram. So these are two different margas, two different paths, both of which take one to the Supreme Lord. But to live amidst the Pravritti Marga and to practice the Nivritti Marga is extremely difficult. And Bhishma Pitamaha personifies that. So, on the occasion of Bhishma Panchaka, the idea is that we imbibe that spirit of austerity and sacrifice by fasting. So, the purpose of fasting is not to torture ourselves, but to transcend ourselves. By fasting, what we do is, if we stay at the bodily level of consciousness, then we will be miserable because we'll be constantly thinking, how should I have? I'm hungry. But when we take this austerity of fasting as an impetus for rising towards the spiritual level of consciousness, then that elevated consciousness enables us to transcend our lower self, to transcend our material attachments and our material infatuations. And in this way, we experience the higher spiritual reality through its practical realization. And Bhishma Pitamaha embodies this transcendence to the bodily concept of life, both in his living as well as in his leaving. In his living, throughout his life, he lived amidst enjoyment but did not partake of enjoyment. That indicates his transcendence of the bodily conception. And that was because that transcendence was because of his exalted devotion. And then after that, when he was to depart from the body, he was in excruciating pain. He was lying on an arrow bed with hundreds of arrows piercing his body. The arrows were so close that even two fingers' space could not go between two arrows. So many arrows were piercing his body. And he was in excruciating pain. But by meditating on the Lord, by speaking about the glories of the Lord, Bhishma Pitamaha transcended the bodily conception, the bodily pain, and experienced spiritual ecstasy. And not only did he himself experience spiritual ecstasy, but along with that, he also enabled others. You know, he instructed Yudhishthira Maharaj about Rajadharma, about the duties of a king, and those elaborate, exhaustive instructions which come in the 12th and the 12th and the 13th parvas of the Mahabharata, the Shanti Parva and Anushasan Parva. They comprise the largest conversation within the Mahabharata, and they are a legacy for all time to come. They are a legacy wherein the Mahabharata offers us the opportunity, when Bhishma Pitamaha gives us his legacy lives on through the wealth of instructions that he has given. So we can also imbibe the spirit of austerity by fasting on with the blessings of Bhishma Pitamaha on the sacred occasion of Bhishma Panchaka. Thank you. Hare Krishna.